We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. With Robbie the Degenerate.
Seen it all, been through it all, yo.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's hashtag third hour. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. A tweet comes in from our guy, Al. Now, this is a quote, so I can't be dumped for this, Robbie. All right? Just so you know.
Wait, I don't think that's a thing.
It's a thing. That's like news. I'm like a journalist.
You can't say, but if it's a bad word, yeah, then you can't say it.
Well, it's referring in reference to a nickname, so I think I can.
I don't.
Oh, boy.
When Kuchar was at Georgia Tech, he almost ran over my friend and didn't stop. He had a license plate called that read the Cooch.
But now,
I said, God, I hope that's true. And then our friend Al has sent me the license plate.
Let me explain something to you.
It exists.
There's a couple of guys that before they got on tour had money. Phil's one of them, and Matt Kuchar won early on in his career and then disappeared and went and did something else and then came back to the tour.
What do you mean he did something else?
He won the Honda Classic like his first or second year.
I remember that.
And then disappeared for like 5 years and just went and did whatever. And then came back, and now he's a cash machine.
Crazy.
Like, he doesn't win as much, but if you look on the leaderboard, every time he's in the tournament – he's right there.
He's rolling.
He's basically the new, golfers might not know, but if he reminds you of any player, it would be Steve Stricker. Steve Stricker is just an ATM. He don't win, but he's always printing. He's always in the tour championship, always cashing checks.
Last night, the Lakers lost to the Hawks, and LeBron James went to the free throw line. And I'd say like 40 Hawks fans were chanting Kobe's better to try and troll him. But yeah, like, look, hey, no shame in losing to the Hawks, LeBron. He'd do it all the time.
You got swept by the Hawks.
Still got one more game. They haven't finished yet. Yeah,
we might not get skunked, Leroy. But like, the Lakers are fighting for their playoff lives, and they ain't in the East. So, you know, I still think they're going to make it, but they're 2.5 back. The Kings are scrappy as hell. West Coast Heat daddy. The Kings, scrappy as hell. You know, the San Antonio Spurs, they stopped their schneid. They're 4 games up on LeBron. Clippers have packed it in. They traded Tobias Harris. So let's just call it a 3-pony race. Maybe Dallas getting back into it. It's possible they missed this thing, Leroy.
It's quite possible.
And not to mention, everybody on the Lakers, they all thought they were going to get traded.
The Lakers team would be pretty good if the other players on that team had 2 more years.
Just more seasoned?
Yeah. Because Kuzma, Ingram needs to put on about 20 pounds.
That's not going to happen.
Because he is the Lakers' Derrick Jones Jr.
Skinny.
Yeah. Kuzma's awesome. I mean, like, Lonzo got to get a jump shot, or he's just Rondo.
And they have Rondo.
Right, exactly. And I think LeBron trusts, I can't believe I'm saying this, I think LeBron trusts Rondo more than...
Oh, 100%. The enemies have become friends. It's kind of weird.
Who else? You know, and they got their big guys.
They got rid of Michael Beasley, which I was bummed about.
They got their enforcers, you know, the big guys in the middle.
JaVale McGee?
Huh?
JaVale McGee?
No, they have
Tyson Chandler.
Tyson Chandler.
Is he an enforcer?
I mean, hey, Tyson Chandler is not to be trifled with.
Because he got a beard?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Have we not discussed the Joel Embiid thing from last night?
Oh, with the refs?
Yeah.
Get that, Robbie. We have a Joel Embiid. I watched this game.
I did too.
You know, you want to know why he's so ornery?
He got fouled.
He got humiliated.
He got mugged at the end of the game. And I can't understand. He has real estate in everybody's head, but he's subleasing to Horford.
Yeah, Big Daddy Horford.
I mean, it's unbelievable how that guy just, like, it looks crazy, too, because he's so much bigger than them.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the other thing that happened with him at the end of that game, like,
he got fouled.
I understand, but then on the other end of the floor, Marcus Smart dunked right in his face, and he didn't even go and try and stop it because he had five fouls, even though there was 20 seconds left in the game. You got to stop that. Like, you got to try and make an attempt. If you're Joel Embiid, defensive enforcer, you got to get in front of him.
Got to go out swinging.
They Olayed it. He's like, whoop, smash right on his face. So here's Joel Embiid. He was none too pleased last night.
You expect to play tomorrow?
I don't know why not.
Thanks, guys.
And do that for his suck.
Should have taken Spo's tactic.
That's going to be a fine.
Yeah, if you want Joel Embiid, if you want to not get fined,
you got to say, don't fine me.
You got to put a clearance on it. Like, just throwing this out there, the refs effing sucked last night. And then you're cool.
NBA, do not fine me.
You do that, you're good. All right? And then, even if you want to double down, you say, so I don't get fined, then you're good. But instead, what happened was you didn't do that, and you just blasted the referees, and now you're going to get hit with $25,000.
So let's be clear about it, so I do not get fined. That's not why we lost.
But, you know, in my opinion, we got to... And by the way, the referees then agreed, that is why you lost. He did double dribble, and... Also, your player might have been kidnapped, but we can't put that in the two-minute report because there's no foul for kidnapping. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
The Baltimore Ravens have traded Joe Flacco to the Denver Broncos for a fourth-round draft pick.
Why are you laughing?
Why? You know Flacco can't move, right?
Well, John Elway has a history of not getting good quarterbacks after Peyton Manning. We went through the list. But
you know he can't move, right?
It's Trevor Siemian and it's Paxton
He's
Lynch
standing there like a statue.
Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, Joe Flacco can't move, man. It's not going to go well.
So that happened. Also, let's move to the NBA. Dwayne Wade, questionable for tonight. He is, air quotes, sick. Just saying that. They're playing the Mavericks this evening. 8:30 tip-off, 7:30 we have the pregame with Zaz and Tommy Tighe right here on the ticket. Your flagship station for the Miami Heat and a radio.com sports station. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Also,
to do the voice.
We just did.
Yeah, I know, but I just want to do it again. Corporate says, you know, trying to really push
How
that.
Fast did you follow back radio.com sports on Twitter?
So fast after they followed me. So fast. And then I looked at some other weird people have started to follow me, like Damon Amendola's producer now follows me. And
oh,
like,
yeah?
Some weird people. I don't know what's going on.
Interesting.
That guy threatened to fight me.
Oh, DA?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a long story.
Do you need to know why? Because he's a beast.
He threatened to fight you?
How many times have you heard that? He threatened to fight me in the QM parking lot.
Really?
Yeah.
How many times have you heard that?
A lot.
Yeah. Like, it's not surprising. I'm surprised you haven't been...
Was he out of line?
Yeah, kind of.
Hey, nobody's clocked you yet? I mean, I had to...
Kevin Hannigan in 7th or 8th grade came chasing after me because, you know, I was 12 years old and was, like, making fun of his mom or something, and...
Ooh, don't talk about my mom.
Yeah, and yeah. He was huge. Like, he was one of those kids who was, like, 6'2" in 7th grade.
It's Boban?
Yeah. He looked a little bit of sixth grade, and he came chasing after me, and I locked myself in the nurse's office.
But what was this fight in regards to?
It's a long story. I don't know that I necessarily need to go there.
Give me the cliff notes. It's a long time. A lot of water under the bridge.
I would have to
Wall
say.
Wall and BigRadio.com family now.
Yeah, I'll listen.
Okay.
I wanna hear.
So.
What did you do?
Back in the day. When my first stint at QAM, before they were an intercom station, it's a Beasley situation. They no longer own QAM.
Right. A long time ago.
They decided to make a move and no longer retain the services of one Ed Kaplan.
Legend.
Legend of this business. 10 p.m. to the last game ends.
Yep.
I mean, if the Dodgers played a 27-inning game till 4 a.m.,
we should
would
put
stay
Ed
on.
Kaplan back on our station.
I think he's good. We saw him when we were out to the boxing.
Yeah, he likes boxing. I just want somebody on here who could talk boxing with.
Oh, he could talk anything. Well, Ed Kaplan, OG a degenerate. Like, OG. Yeah. If it could be bet on. Like, Robbie, like...
I'm pretty sure Robbie was listening to Eddie Kaplan in his crib.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Somebody anyways. Said, since the Flacco trade, Denver Super Bowl odds went from 100 to 1 to 125 to 1.
anywho, so... They threw me in the nighttime slot, the 10 to 2 slot. Actually, Allison Williams, who's the sideline reporter on ESPN, was my update anchor.
Oh.
Was doing the show. Went to go check in with the PD. How are we doing? Oh, man, the job's yours. Totally yours. We just got to get the details done. Mm. Next week, we'll iron it all out. This is great. Next day, in the buzz, when the buzz used to do radio every Friday.
Yep.
WQAM has announced that they're going to hire Damon Amendola to do the 10-2 slot.
Oh, he swooped your job. He took your gig.
Right. So I went on.
So why would he want to fight you?
Because I went on the air the next night. And I was like, I don't get it. I made a public display. I was like, yesterday I literally was just in the boss's office and they told me I got the job. And today I read in the newspaper this guy DA, who at the time was known for getting into a fight with Herm Edwards in Kansas City. That was like his claim to fame.
What a lame bee. How are you going to fight Herm Edwards? What is he, the nicest human being on earth?
I don't know. They got into a beef. It's on YouTube. You can check it out. And so I went off of the fact that I was basically lied to about this job.
Yeah.
So he came to town and people told him like, oh, Beast isn't happy. You're getting the job. I had nothing against him. I just had something against the fact that they lied to me. So I'm doing production one night. Getting ready for a UM pregame show, and he right. walks into the production studios like, and he starts yelling at me. He's like, "I'm gonna fight you right now in the parking lot."
What?
Yeah.
You know, Beast is definitely the guy who says, "Touch me and I'll sue." You couldn't be more.
That is correct.
Like Duke Washington,
1,000% of the truth. So I'm sitting there doing production, like,
so what happened? Yeah,
so
like, did
he's
this,
yelling,
did
he's like, "Let's go to the parking lot. Let's go to the parking lot right now."
What, you can fight right there. Why you need to go
no,
to the
no,
parking lot?
No, he wanted to go to the parking lot. And I said, bro, I got a pregame show to produce. I'm good. Thanks.
And that was it?
And then he just stormed out.
And so, like, were you guys bad after that? Or
yeah,
was...
we didn't talk, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you loved it?
Gotta be honest with
I'm
you.
I'm surprised he's not this in the doesn't wrong... happen more to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but he's not in the wrong here. He's not.
No.
He's not in the wrong.
He's not wrong for being upset. Right? But I have to... I'm having a hard time believing that this is the only incident.
Yeah, like, I feel like this is an El Toucan situation. Like, we're missing details.
Keep in mind.
There's no missing details.
We are familiar with one of your situations.
Did you take cheap shots at the guy in your rant, or were you just
probably.
Mad at
yeah,
management?
I mean, probably took cheap shots.
He did it on
he
air.
He definitely did.
You know it was
I mean,
air.
At the time, like, the big thing was this guy, DA, was coming to Miami, and he was the guy that got into it with Herm Edwards on YouTube. Some whatever.
I mean, like, that's...
Come on. Wait. We are familiar with his work.
Yeah, you had to have taken a shot. I don't believe
you.
I don't believe
this.
I'm certain I took cheap shots, but the most of my grievances were towards me getting lied to by my boss, who continued to lie to me.
So this guy wanted to what? He wanted to go in the parking lot and just throw down.
Hey, you didn't hear that last little nugget.
Wait, what was the last
nugget? Who continued to lie to me and then fired me.
Yeah, well. Sorry.
Head out.
But now look at you, APD.
APD, that's true. I'm a.
I have a question.
I'm a breath away from the PD spot.
No. Trust me, I'm swooping in and taking that right from under your nose.
I have a question.
Yeah.
And this.
Well, maybe I'll make you my APD.
How many
I'm not taking that leap.
Like
friends, buds.
Do you go out of your way to piss everybody off?
No, I don't go out of my way. It just comes naturally.
I feel like that's a justified thing to be mad about. Like if
no,
you're totally
I'm
getting
not,
a job.
Look, I'm not. I'm not. Wait. Again,
but you
if
do
you
it,
don't,
in
if
my
you
opinion,
don't, if you want somebody to understand that you're not pissed off at them, that you're pissed off that you got lied to, you don't then take shots at them.
Also, like I've seen this dude before, like it feels like he sized Beast up, and he's like, I could take him, and so that's why he's decided to swing it on him. You know, like if you were the night host, and he screwed you out of a gig. I don't feel like he's going to the production studio and saying, let's go in the parking lot.
But here's...
That's a bully mentality.
But here's the thing about me. If I got screwed out of the day job, I wouldn't be mad at DA. I would go right to the guy that I have a problem with.
Oh, totally understood. But what if this guy comes in and he's like, you taking cheap shots at me?
Oh,
let's
no, 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 no.
The parking
no,
lot.
No, no, no. If I take a cheap shot at him, I tell him.
Wait a minute. Now there's some shenanigans coming in on the text line.
Hmm.
Texters tried to insinuate that both Perk and Lousin have blocked me on the Twitter.
Ha!
I don't think that's true. I think I still get Perk's tweets.
Perk said he didn't block you.
The text says that's why Lousin from Curtis and Perk block you. That's what it said.
No, Lousin hasn't blocked me, even though he hates me.
But why do you have so much of this, Beast? Do you have, like...
I rub people the wrong way.
I'm contractually obligated to be here.
You don't have a contract.
Well, his name's on the show.
That's one of the things you say every day. I don't have a contract.
Yeah.
We're back after this. Welcome back, guys. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
I know what movie this is from.
Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
The Parking Lot.
Yeah. Shut up.
This is like Robert's favorite movie. Smith.
I've never seen this movie.
What? What?
I've never seen it as well.
I've seen...
You've never seen it? First of all...
I've seen Outlaw Josie Wales.
You need to watch it to see how young Clint Eastwood used to be. Because I saw him at when they did the Pebble Beach.
Oh, no.
And he is...
I want to see...
He was talking to a chair a few years ago.
I want to see him in The Mule. I want to see him in
Isn't that crazy? I want to see that.
One of my favorite movies is that movie with Clint Eastwood and Rene Russo where they play Secret Service agents. And John Malkovich is like the bad guy. I love some Clint Eastwood movies. I mean, I'm not
Gran Torino.
I'm not big into Gran Torino.
Was good.
Never seen
Gran Torino is something.
Never saw the boxing one either.
Oh man, that boxing one.
Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah. Million Dollar Baby. Is sad. And then
don't watch the J. Edgar one.
The one where he's a baseball scout, Trouble with the Curve.
Oh.
And his wife, he goes to the cemetery and he sings, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy. When skies are gray, you'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Don't take my sunshine away." I was like, whoa, that was deep.
I've seen the ones with him and the orangutan.
I haven't seen that one.
Beast, if the Purge was real, more people would come after Beast more than any other radio personality.
That's true. Totally true.
Texter writes in, spent $1,000 right behind the Heat bench tonight. Really hope Wade plays. I've never gotten to see Wade play. He's the only reason I became a basketball fan, man, and I really hope he's good to go. I hope for you, sir, that he is able to go just because of that, because that would suck.
And the Heat actually need him to try to win the game, you know?
Totally do.
Take Petty aside and need him to
100%.
Win.
And by the way, if it does interest you, give Dwayne Biscayne sign. Keep the streak going.
Hey,
keep
you
the streak
think
alive.
That's more, like, is that more of an indictment on this team? That one interesting concept more than anything or fact
it washes over me. D-Wade. Yeah.
To win.
It washes over me after every game.
That's really sad, actually.
I'm just like, man. Because you know what it is? It's not the night-to-night production. It's not that. But he just has an ability when bleep's really going wrong to just calm it down.
Settle it down.
He can get good shots. Outsmart people on the court. Like, it's one of the things with Jay Rich. Like, this is a smart guy, but he does some knucklehead stuff on the court.
Let me tell you. Deion, he'll have a stretch where you like, oh yeah, Deion's back, and then he'll go all Deion on the situation. Yeah.
And then we know Justice Winslow, who's had a nice revolution in the midst of the season going to point guard. We know about the propensity for the hands to turn into claws. This we know. Beast, have you you've been getting some Jimmy Johnson stuff? Like, what's the deal on him, man?
Yeah, so Dave, both Barry and Dave Hyde, I guess, talked to Jimmy Johnson about their meeting, about his meeting with the UM coaching staff. It was supposed to be tonight, but Jimmy had a business thing, so the entire UM coaching staff drove down to his 6-acre spread in the Keys.
So awesome.
Last night, and they had dinner, and they talked a lot about football and overview and Lud stories and whatever. But Jimmy says that he was on. Well, first is that he got to know Manny Diaz really, or about him when watching Louisiana Tech when Manny was DC there,
right?
With what's his face from the pregame show. Just slipped my mind.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yes, Terry Bradshaw. Thank you. That Terry Bradshaw and Jimmy, you would talk about Manny Diaz and like how good of a young coach he is.
Terry Bradshaw still into Louisiana Tech.
Oh
huh?
Yeah, they watch it every Saturday.
Him and
Robertson.
Yeah, the Robertsons.
Anyways, so and then when when Richt got the job, Blake called Jimmy to, like, hey, what do you think about Mark Richt? He's like, yeah, Rick's okay. That's fine. But I'm really stoked about Manny Diaz as your DC.
Interesting. So there was like a little frostiness there. A little bit.
And then Jimmy says that, yeah, like he knew Mark, but they never really spent any time together. And he said that spending time 3 hours with the UM coaching staff last night, that this is the most excited he's been about UM in a long time. That Manny, he loves the fact that Manny is willing, like, to go, like, he's spent time with Belichick. I know that might offend you. He spent time with a lot of other coaches, gone and seen a lot of pro teams, other coaches, see how they do things, just trying to learn and get better, rather than, you know, say my offense has worked for 30 years and my
play sheet is the size of a brunch menu.
Correct.
That's weird. Like, it is weird though. Like, why nobody reaching out to Jimmy Johnson until now?
I mean, maybe he didn't want to come.
I remember him pulling up when Randy was a coach, but then again, Randy played for him.
Yeah, but,
so different
but
story.
When Golden was there, like he was like iced out.
Yeah,
that's a Golden thing, though, man. I just have a feeling that just
weird that it's taking this long.
Well, it's like weird because Golden considers himself a part of the Parcells Belichick tree.
Huh?
Because he, you know, was like...
He's not part of a tree.
He spent like a half a day on the Patriots as a tight end when Parcells and Belichick were there.
Golden's not part of a tree. All right, you need Roundup for him. Dude's a weed. Roundup. He's a weed. I'm serious. Like, the idea that he's got a gig in the
NFL... I can't believe Patricia kept him on the staff.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Patricia, thank you for that. This Matt Patricia is a gem. So...
Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks is trying to determine their team. Now, the New York Daily News has a story out today saying the Jets are like the fit. If they had their choice, it would be the Jets. That's the team they want. But the Jets don't have to do it because there's some stipulations. Either if you have a first-year head coach, if you made the playoffs the last 2 years, or if you've done Hard Knocks in the last 10, you don't have to do it. So the Jets have a first-year head coach, and they've done it. The last time they did it was 2010. So they don't really have to do it. The teams that do have to do it, Raiders, Lions, Redskins, Giants, and there's one other team I'm forgetting.
The Cardinals?
Maybe the Cardinals. Those are the teams. They can't deny it. They can't shoot it down. Like, any team can be asked, but there are five teams that they got no choice. Like, if the NFL comes a calling, you got to do it. And so this Patricia, who's a Keebler elf, he is trying to put all of the eggs in the Raiders basket. And he's going ultra positive. And he's like, I think John Gruden would be an excellent choice for the show. I think the Raiders have everything they got right now. That would be fantastic viewing for everyone to watch. Now, mind you, because this is a problem, there's a lot of drama surrounding the Raiders and where they may play next year. It's not like little drama and, oh, there's a headache on Matt Patricia, there's some cameras around. It's just the fact that they don't know where they're playing next year.
Right.
They've gone to San Francisco. They've gone to baseball stadiums. They've kicked around little places in Vegas. They've, you know, they're trying to maybe work things out with Oakland and have this lawsuit be stopped. They don't know. I can't imagine the NFL wants to broadcast that on television. And then you look around, it's just like, all right, well, what are the other options here? Certainly if Arizona ends up with Cliff Kingsbury and they got the number one pick and the whole Kyler Murray thing, I could see them going with them. I could see that. But why would the Cardinals be there? Because they got a first-year head coach now.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
So I think they're out, Robbie. So Giants, meh. Got another. Eli, Saquon Barkley. I mean, how many drills am I going to watch?
Beckham.
What am I going to do? Watch slow-mo of Saquon Barkley doing squats? That was the Houston Texans season. It was all J.J. Watt. Super boring. I mean, the thing with Patricia, I would kind of like to see how that mind ticks because this is a guy who yells at reporters about how they sit in his press conferences.
Why do you think this move makes your franchise better?
Well, you know, do me a favor, just kind of sit up and just like have a little respect for the process. Every day you come in and ask me questions and you just kind of like, you know, give me this. But I mean, like, just be a little respectful. I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay? So ask me a question professionally and I'll answer it for you.
Why do you feel like this move makes your franchise better?
All right. Well, I think, you know, what's important for us is when we evaluate everything that we do as a franchise, I think there's certain value that we can get at times during the season that will help us long term.
Now, that's a crazy person. You're talking about people's posture. Now, mind you, I have to serve a dartboard of doom punishment, the Matt Patricia, which is where I have to do an entire show with a book on my head and show good posture.
Wait, but how about, what about the guy running your team?
Who?
Oh, the Jaguars.
Who?
The Jaguars.
The mayonnaise guy? Marone?
No.
Oh, you're talking about Coughlin?
He's...
Coughlin's got some clout. I mean, come on. I know he's a curmudgeon, and I'm no fan of his right now, especially with investing in Blake Bortles when I said that was a stupid idea. However, he got some championships. He beat one of the greatest teams of all time in the Super Bowl. He did. Was it crazy luck with David Tyree? Yes. But he won. At the end, he's holding the trophy. It's Matt Patricia. I mean, he's sitting up there with a laminated play sheet and a pencil in his ear. Makes no sense. Makes no sense, Leroy. And I don't like the fact that he's trying to pawn it on to Tom Gruden. This guy's always trying to weasel his way out of things. And I want to see that on reality TV.
Who wants to do that?
The 49ers are the other team, by the way. The 49ers.
Ah.
Who wants to do that?
The Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
Oh, nobody. Well, they had to change the rule because I believe Philbin was the last guy who was a first-year head coach to do it. And it was a disaster for Philbin because...
It's a disaster for everybody!
No. Philbin was extra spice because, remember, the first episode, Chad Ochocinco.
Oh, yeah.
We had that idea. And then Chad Ochocinco, he tried to come into the office and we learned about Philbin's chair. And that was super awkward. Chad Ochocinco was trying to talk his way into it. And you got Chad Ochocinco, all the personality in the world, talking to what is the equivalent of a brick wall and Joe Philbin. Then we had the situation where Joe Philbin was cutting people and one dude took his chair. Just took his chair. We just saw Joe Philbin get bodied. Then nobody liked the fact that Chad Ochocinco was cut. So then the players go to Joe Philbin and they say, "Hey, Joe." He goes, "Hey, what's up, guys?" "Leadership Council. We got this thing we're coming up with. It's me, it's Jake Long, Reggie Bush, I think Joey Porter was
Carlos Dansby.
Carlos Dansby, thank you, Robbie." And they're all like, we've decided we're the Leadership Council. And Joe Philbin's like, "What? Leadership Council? Yeah, we're the Leadership Council. By the way, the whole Leadership Council ousted the next year. Peace out, Leadership Council."
So was he.
No, he got a couple extra years. It was the bully gate that literally put him down in flames.
It's like leadership.
I mean, the dynamic.
Leadership Council, would that die with Bullygate?
Oh, it was such a great Hard Knocks. It was such a great Hard Knocks, but it was such a disaster.
No.
Vontae Davis.
Look.
Agnew.
The best one, I mean, would have to be.
The Browns last year.
Not the Browns, when Atlanta had it. Because my boy Keith Askins.
Well, the Browns one was interesting last year because we realized, oh, man, this Hugh Jackson thing's not going to work. Because you got two guys who are going to sabotage
him. I mean, like, there's nothing like when your power is being undermined on television.
It's crazy. It was
like,
crazy.
They're all plotting behind you like it's
kind
of soap opera.
Well, that's why I would love it. Like, all things be equal. If it's not going to end up being the Lions, if the Jets actually agree to it, which I can't imagine they would, I mean, I got to see what Greg Williams and Adam Gase is going to be like. I mean, that is going to be like...
I don't think that would be a problem.
Whoa, what?
No.
They're already having problems.
No. No.
Did you?
No.
What?
No.
Leroy.
Nope.
Adam Gase's father-in-law is the snitch. He got him banned.
Okay.
He hired the snitch.
Okay.
And then for the make-good, Greg Williams is like, "Oh, you're hiring the snitch? Hire my son, who you weren't going to hire because he was fighting players last year." And bug-eyed Adam Gase was like, okay, let me get this straight. You can hire the guy who got me kicked out of the league, but I can't have my own flesh and blood? Oh, yeah, it's going to work out great.
It's going to work out fine.
Oh, it's going to work out swimmingly.
Here, you understand that they brought in a defense coordinator so he can just...
They brought a defense coordinator. You know that he wanted to bring in his boy Burke. You know that was the case.
Oh,
he wanted to bring in Beard Guy.
There's just no chance they would have let him do that.
I agree, and you shouldn't let him do that. However,
there's two names that would have not been the defense coordinator. Last name Burke, last name Ryan. That's it.
We're back after this. All right. That's how you do it, little Joey B. Ellis. Rocky Five.
Didn't see it. Refuse.
You've never seen it?
Wait, Rocky Five is, it's the worst Rocky. Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't see Rocky Balboa. I didn't see that one.
Also great.
But Rocky V sucks.
Being the worst
Tommy
Rocky,
Morrison sucks.
Being the worst Rocky is still like being the best Godfather.
No. Rocky V was horrible.
It wasn't horrible.
It's in like fact, it's like Godfather fact, 3.
No,
can
it
you
wasn't.
Put your mic on?
No, in fact, it
is
wasn't
that
horrible.
Tommy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
who didn't believe that he had AIDS? He thought it was a spider bite.
It's like Godfather 3.
That, well, by the way, that Tommy Morrison 30 for 30
is crazy.
One of the craziest. No,
wait,
it is unbelievable.
When he got them fake arms,
crazy.
And he got a bootleg job.
Yeah, yep. That was ridiculous.
And he married a witch.
Yeah, there's all sorts of issues.
But man, he was hosing through some women, huh?
He's no longer with us, right?
No,
dude, he was hosing through women. He had two wives.
Right. Two wives.
Right.
And that HIV test.
Yeah.
He was getting ready to make like $8 million to fight Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, all went off the rails there. But
literally,
this movie made him. And you want to know something? I'll tell you what.
This movie.
This
sucks.
Rocky movie, it showed the other side of boxing. You know, the sneaky side. The downfalls. It's not appreciated.
It was so bad.
Why?
The Don King character?
That Duke Washington? That's a bad character to you?
Horrible.
Touch me and I'll sue?
Horrible.
It's a great line.
Yeah, he uses it all the time.
I use it all the time, but still, horrible movie.
Nah.
I got to see the Rotten Tomatoes. Says.
I don't live my life by Rocky Rotten Tomatoes because they're all wrong.
I got to tell you.
You got to be, because here's the thing. Rocky's known as one of the best cinematic films of all time, right?
What?
Yes, of all time.
You mean the first Rocky?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to start there. It's hard to live up
it's
to the best.
29%.
What's audience score?
It's not going to be better.
Well, a lot of times the audience score is better. What's audience score?
Hold on.
It's right there.
No, it's not. I landed on a page that doesn't have that. Oh, the audience score is a 31%.
Not bad. Better. That's like one out of three.
It's the garbage can with puke coming out of it.
Nah.
the emoji.
Speaking of...
boys!
What?
What do we got for Valentine's tomorrow?
I already took care of it. We did it this past weekend because my wife's got a bachelorette party this weekend with her sister-in-law, so I got the kids. So we did Valentine's Day last week.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm still
don't
doing
go
the
stealing monkeys.
Still doing the old flowers and candy just for towing because I'm not a dummy. But as far as the big stuff is concerned, taken care of.
I'm kind of worried because, well, this is not going to surprise you. I sent my wife a whole bunch of stuff to her job today because it was cheaper.
We have to be able to end the show right now because that is just asinine.
How much cheaper?
Like $40, $50 cheaper on the shipping.
What? How are you married?
It's a good question.
Saying, you know what? I'm going to give you your stuff on Christmas Eve because it's cheaper.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
You want to know what my dad does?
Hmm.
I don't.
He goes the day after and gets the flowers.
So you learn from the best.
Yes.
You want to do something romantic?
Yeah, it's pretty smart.
You want to do something romantic? Perhaps you can call Jose Canseco.
Oh, yeah.
He has a new business venture, Leroy.
You should accept that. Does that look familiar to you, that video?
Oh, I lost it.
Jose Canseco is doing a new business venture. He tweets out, go on a Bigfoot and alien excursion with Jose Canseco. Contact Morgan Management at 702 blah, 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 blah.
Supposedly no one's picking up that phone number, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Like people have tried this out?
Yes.
Surprising that Jose Canseco put up a fraudulent number.
I haven't tried it myself, but...
Jose Canseco, the biggest pain in the ass there is. By the way, Jose, thanks a lot, man. Dwayne Wade...
It's sending.
Just so you know, Dwayne Wade, he'd have his road already if it wasn't for Jose Canseco.
That is true.
Just so everybody knows.
Oh, because Jose, they had to rescind his
right.
road.
I never heard... Dude, I don't want to know about road politics. I know way too much about this stuff, but I've been trying to get this damn Dwayne Wade Boulevard thing finished and done with.
I heard you had an update, but you didn't tell any of us.
After the show.
Okay.
After the show. Not for air. NFA. So... This Jose, I will tell you this.
Yeah,
I've been told by several people that the reason that they're hesitant to rename any road after a living person is because of this crazy person.
Right, because they had to,
this guy,
right,
who tried to hoodwink celebrity boxing by sending his brother Ozzy to fight for him. This guy who's on there with a tinfoil hat on Twitter every single night talking about the aliens talking to him. And now he wants to go on Bigfoot excursions with people.
And aliens.
They're trying to say, hey, Dwayne Wade might turn into this.
A show field trip, though, right?
Oh, 100%.
You think we get a group rate?
Maybe we can just...
No, our next road trip is not going to be chasing around Jose Canseco.
No, he's with us.
He's our guide.
We're not chasing him. He's our guide.
Yeah. Everglades Bigfoot adventure.
Yeah, we're going to go see Bigfoot and aliens.
Wait.
Bigfoot and aliens.
No.
Who could turn that down?
Look, anytime I'm going into some wooded areas, I need to know how many black folks going to be there.
It's going to be a lot like the micro wrestling. The percentages will not be in your favor.
Hey, I can't be in the woods by myself. Perk, you coming with me? Perk could go.
Perk's in.
All right, I'm in.
Perk's in, man.
I think we should go. The whole station.
I'm so mad at Jose Canseco. You have no idea. I'm furious with him.
He's created a lot of governmental red tape for you.
One, the Dwayne Wade Boulevard thing. Two, you ruined steroids in baseball. All right? We were all having fun until you snitched. We're all having a good time.
He didn't provide us with the ball off the head moment, though.
Fine. I was there.
You were at the game?
Yeah.
I mean, what has become of this? This guy was the biggest star in baseball.
Can you not watch the video right now that I sent you?
You can hear that. You have 60 seconds. You could just be watching that video.
I'm not
going
to watch it when I'm leaving here.
Why? No.
It's on your phone.
Just do it during the show.
I thought it was just a quick one. That's why.
It says it's 6 minutes and 20 seconds.
I didn't look at
it. I got the whole occurrence.
Yeah, you have to have the lead up to...
The lead up to
E. Reed's Fury.
Which reminds me, we used to have longer breaks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we did that during the break.
Yeah, we were outside for a good 8-10 minutes.
Hard times, Daddy.
And Jeron. So all of us go outside. Robbie, too.
Yeah, we just put this thing on autopilot.
Group trip, man.
Yep.
When is our next trip? Where are we going?
We're going on a Bigfoot adventure with Jose Canseco.
No, you make the reservations?
Yeah.
First of all, I thought Bigfoot was in a wooded area.
No. We might have to go on an
airboat. Florida has their own version. It's called the Skunk Ape.
Yep. That was Tommy's band's name.
Yep.
What's the Skunk Ape?
Skunk Ape is it's Ginger Bigfoot.
It's kind of like the Chupacabra.
It's not like the Chupacabra. That's not true at all. The Skunk Ape is a distinct Bigfoot that has ginger hair and also a distinct funk to it. So everybody who has had sightings of the Skunk Ape has reported
quite a whiff.
Cletus.
I don't know about y'all. Where I'm from, that's just Cletus.
Oh, man. I didn't think you said Cletus. I thought you said something else. I don't know.
We end today's show on that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.